all. Welcome to Fast Cars and Freedom, your Worst Take Network NASCAR podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, and joining me are my boys, Matt and Chris. How's it going, guys?
What up, girl?
What's going on?
This is such a weird schedule because it's like it's 7:30 in the morning here, and then it's 6:30 in the morning where you are, and you just woke up. I just got off work. Matt's still awake from Sunday. This is ridiculous.
We gotta do what we gotta do, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah, ridiculous.
I guess no one told me, like, Phoenix doesn't really change its time. They don't care about anything time-wise here, so. I woke up yesterday, and obviously I'm still gonna try and catch the race or whatever, but I can look at my phone. My phone says one thing, because it does the automatic timer. The clock in front of me has another thing, and, you know, that's 1 hour ahead, which ends up being what you guys have right now. And then I looked at my other clock that didn't have, like, its daylight savings mode or whatever it was on. So it was, like, opposite effect. So by the time I woke up, I had three different times looking at me yesterday. And I just decided to go right back to sleep because I was like, it's too much right now to deal with it.
I think I slept in yesterday and it was so weird because I don't ever sleep in. Matt can attest to that.
Yeah.
And I slept in, and I remember being downstairs and like, okay, I'm going to get some laundry done. I'm going to clean the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking in my mind, I've got like 2 hours before the race starts. I look at the oven, and it says I've got 3 hours. So I got like super stoked. And then I realized my oven doesn't automatically set itself. So then I was really upset because I lost an hour. Super, super upsetting. But I know Matt didn't wake up yesterday for the race.
Nope. I messed around. I got too hammered.
I was sitting there. I was texting him. I called him like 5 times. And I'm like, Matt, 20 minutes before the race starts. 10 minutes before the race starts. Matt, they just fired engines. And then I'm like, 20 laps until stage one's over. Stage one's over. I give up. And then he woke up somewhere around the end of stage two, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, this first off, congratulations to MTJ.
You're a race winner.
MTJ. Yeah, somebody was happy in that household.
Yeah, yep. Old lady was stoked. She went ahead and bought a car.
She was at work too, and it was so hard because she stopped by my house on her way home to pick up Matt's cheesecake because it was just Matt's birthday. And she stopped by my house on the way home, and it was so hard for me to keep it to myself and not say anything. And she was like, just tell me, all I want to know, did he finish the race? And I was like, yes. And I wanted to be like, not only did he finish, I was like, I can't say anything. It was the hardest thing in the world. Cause I just wanted to be like, text me when you find out what happens. But I was like, that's going to give it away. Why do I care when she finds out that MTJ didn't win? No.
Right.
But yeah. So this is episode 23, Bubba Wallace. And I feel like not only do we discuss Bubba Wallace here, we obviously discuss 23XI, which I actually, you know what I found out tonight when I was at work is it's supposed to be 2311.
You just now piecing that together, girl?
Well, no. I know that the XI is Roman numerals for 11. I'm not an idiot. I know that it's 2311, but I thought we pronounced it 23XI, not called it 2311. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel you.
But no, it's like,
I don't ever hear the announcers, you know, say his team name. You know what I mean?
No, and I think anytime I've ever heard it, I swear they've said 23XI. Or I don't know. But when you go to, like, it was one of the websites I went to, it said, like, in parentheses where it does the pronunciation of things, it said 2311, not XI. And I was like, huh. I'm probably still going to call it 23XI, though.
Yeah, out of habit.
Yeah.
It already has a ring to it.
Chris, is that your cat?
Yeah, he is. He is hungry as shit right now. I'm going to lay it. I was gonna wait till you fed your kids so I could feed mine.
He is clawing away.
He's pissed right now.
It's so loud.
Oh, God. Let me go deal with him.
I'll
be right back. God, he was pissed.
Okay. You remember when the rumors started last season and everybody was talking about, oh, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin are about to create a team together. And Jordan just kept denying it. Like, I don't even understand what the point of that was.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I think it's because it wasn't like fully like, you know, developed out yet. You know, at that point, it's just talking process. Because I don't even think they announced Bubba until way after.
September. It was announced in like September of last year. But even like, even if you're like, it's not all worked out, be like, why not just say, yeah, Denny and I have been talking about it. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand. Either way, when it was announced, I remember us all being like, because I remember hearing the rumor and we all talked about it and we were like, is it going to happen? Is that real? I don't know if I want to talk about it because I don't know if it's actually going to end up being, because there were so many rumors last season with Clint leaving. That was a rumor for the longest time until it was finally announced, with Eric Jones being released, with Bubba possibly leaving the 43, and then Bubba was given ownership in 43 in RPM. And then there were so many freaking rumors last year. And then finally it was announced and we were just like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Did he take the ownership in that? Like, did he actually accept that ownership?
I don't think so.
Okay. You know what?
I think he actually did initially, because I remember him saying something about it in a press conference, being like part owner in the team. So there was like more at stake with him winning than there was before. And then all of a sudden he's leaving.
I guess he has a bucket to the sinking ship now.
I don't know if they let him keep it. Like, I feel like ownership is probably part of his contract to renew.
Yeah, like an incentive to keep him around.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly. But, I mean,
I still don't blame him for making the move, though.
No, not at all. Especially being an affiliate of JGR and being in that, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure they own his engines and stuff, just like Penske owns Wood Brothers engines and stuff, but they don't belong to each other, but they kind of do. Like, and Denny's had massive amounts of success in the number 11. Well, he hasn't won a championship yet, but maybe one day. I was thinking about that earlier, too. I think it's a little weird that it's like 23-11. And then it would make sense, I would think, for Denny to eventually move over and have a two-car operation. And then Denny, they're not going to let him take the 11 with him. So now it's 23. And I mean, I guess it's cool because that's where Denny started in the Cup Series. But at the same time, he's not in the 11 anymore. So it's kind of weird. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I think Denny Hamlin would be the first driver in the Cup Series to actually, like, take his number with him if he was able to do that. But we do see it a lot of times in, like, Xfinity, where Dale Jr. gets to run pretty much whatever number he honestly wants. I've seen him run the 3. I've seen him run the 2. I think he runs the 8 now, whenever he does run. But, you know, those numbers you don't usually see every back-to-back weeks. But I think Denny will be probably one of the first drivers to actually take his number with him.
Yeah.
I could see it. Maybe he just have to pay for it or something. Just like buy that number. Is that a thing?
I'm not sure how that works.
I could see it too, being that it is a JGR affiliate. So it's not like it's completely leaving the organization. So if like 23XI ever folded, or 2311 ever folded, then they could get their number back, kind of thing. I could see that. That would make sense. But even still, like, I mean, I guess it, like I was saying, like, that's where you started, so it kind of makes sense. But it would be, I think it would be super weird if they were like, no, you can't have the 11. And then now Denny's over here and the number, like, 71 and somebody else, like, freaking, I don't know. Who drives Toyota in Xfinity?
Bell?
Yeah, but Bell's in a Cup car.
Oh, boy. Harrison Burton.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Harrison Burton, all of a sudden, he's driving the 11.
And that's like originally just... who I thought was still in Xfinity.
It's early, Chris. It's early. We understand.
It is early.
Uh-huh. Man. But I was like, I was looking into Bubba. Bubba started racing when he was like 9 years old. And he was running like the Bandoleros and a couple other series. And like, I can't remember what year it was, but there was one year he ran like 48 races in the Bandoleros and he won like 35 of them he was younger. Right? So he started off, but it makes me wonder, you remember when we were talking to Thomas Never and
you nailed that.
Thank you. And he was saying that, like, because you remember that one season where he completely dominated. He won every single race in whatever series. I can't remember what series it was, but he won every single race. And then he won the championship in that series. And maybe it was the K&N West. That wouldn't make any sense at all. He's a Carter. Anyways, he said that, like, it was easier back then, and the older he gets, the competition just gets harder and harder, so it's harder for him to win races like it was when he was younger. And it's like, I wonder if that's like when you're young, if it's easy to shine like that sometimes, if you have any kind of talent. And then once you get to the higher levels, the talent is so just there in everybody, so it just becomes hard and almost impossible. And unless you're just like an exceptional race car driver, it's hard to stand out. Like, you get your onesies and twosies here and there, but you don't win championships, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Cause that was like, but I think Bubba only has like one win in any NASCAR series. And I think that was trucks at Martinsville. Like,
like he's had a couple
six,
wins.
7 years ago.
He's won, I believe, in a truck at Chicago or Michigan. It was one of those tracks.
Did he?
He won at Eldora.
Or maybe his first win at Martinsville.
I think he's won two at Martinsville. I remember him running for Kyle Busch. He won one in a Kyle Busch truck, and then he had that 34 truck that was a tribute back to, oh my gosh, people are going to kill me for this. Let me start over.
Nope. Just keep going with it, girl. You don't remember.
It's not that I don't remember. It's just early morning. First black NASCAR driver to win a race.
Wendell Scott. Welcome to Matt's World.
Woo! Yep.
It was there. But he's won a couple of races. It's just never been at the cup level. I don't think he's won at the Xfinity level, but he has won a decent amount in the trucks.
Yeah.
Because he never really ran full seasons in trucks. And when he was in Xfinity, he ran, I think, one or two complete seasons. And then his team got shut down, right before playoffs.
He was racing for Roush, wasn't he, for a bit? In the Xfinity series. And then, I mean, granted, I think a lot of his Cup Series unsuccess. What's the word I'm looking for? See, it's early for you, it's late for me. Struggles. Unsuccess. That's a new word. That's a Matt word right there.
I love it.
That's one of those where Matt would use it, and he'd look at me and be like, did I use that right? And I'm like, not even a word, girl.
Yep.
It's late.
Bubba Wallace has had 6 wins in trucks, by the way.
In trucks?
I'm trying to figure out how many starts he's had. But six wins over 5 years. He's had 48 races and he had 6 wins. That's a pretty good stat. Not a lot of people.
How many do races? Trucks.
48 races.
6 wins?
Yeah.
That's not horrible.
That's not bad at all.
I feel like Sheldon Creed had that many last year.
I know a lot of people that have been in truck series for decades and don't have 6 wins.
You're not wrong, Jennifer Jo Cobb. Man, I hope she'll come on our show. that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's the guys who are exceptional and the guys who, like KFB in a truck is almost unstoppable. I don't even know if I haven't Googled it though. I don't know if anything ever happened with him spinning out last week at Vegas.
Oh, I don't know. The fallout from it?
Yeah. Did you see something on it?
I did not. I don't think anything happened. It's Kyle Busch. Same thing happened that yesterday.
You don't know how many times that flag came out, and I was like, was this KFB?
Right?
Was this KFB? Was this KFB?
Man. Kyle Thomas Busch. I think my only worry with Bubba is I don't want him to be... Oh, I don't want people to hate me for saying this. I don't want him to be a Danica. Like, she was the female driver. I don't want him to be the black driver. I want him to be a great race car driver. And I'm afraid that he might somewhat be being used for his race. And I don't want him to end up with a career like hers, where she was, I think, being put up there because she was a female and then sucked. Yeah. But I think he's proven, obviously, that he's better than freaking Danica, but I just want him to be good. Or great.
I definitely agree with you. I think that's like a multi-layered process, you know, of a discussion. But it does seem, in a lot of people's eyes, and I will say old school people, that seems like the only reason why he's even in the sport right now, considering the last year and a half of his career, if we were to look back at things. But for a standpoint of like looking at like what he's had to drive, has yeah. not been less top tier equipment, and Mm-mm. you know everyone talks about the driver swaps and stuff like that, but as you can see, it's the car that he used to have is not performing as well, even with a driver that a lot of people would say is better than Bubba Wallace.
Right.
And even with Bubba Wallace struggling in the car that he has, they're still working out a lot of kinks with that yeah. with that car.
Oh, 100%.
And even last night or even yesterday, he actually started showing a little bit more promise in the car.
He did.
And then they had a weird pit strategy, but at one point that car was up front. You don't usually get that with the 43 car. There's very few times I think that you got to see that car up front. Most times when you saw, you know, Kevin Harvick or Denny Hamlin come to the stage win, you saw that car because it was going down, you know, down for a lap or two.
Yeah,
right at the stage end.
Did you see that time? I can't remember who was on the inside, but it was like Bubba on the outside, Denny in the middle. And then someone was on the inside, and I was like, ooh.
What? I think it was Kevin, wasn't it?
It might have been. I was thinking it was another, like a, or not another, but like a kind of yellow car or an orange car. I can't remember. But I was sitting there, and I was like, ooh. Denny's like, ooh. Denny was like, freak. It looked like, because it looked like there for a second, he almost came up on Bubba, and then he was like, oop, that's my car. I own that. I need to get away. I just want Bubba to end up being great so people will shut up and stop saying that the only reason he has this opportunity is because he's black.
Yeah, stop calling him a PR driver.
Exactly. And yeah. just prove to everybody the reason you're in this car is because you're a damn good race car driver. Like, I just want that to happen so bad for him because he is good. And like you were saying, he was in crap equipment at RPM. And he still came in second at the Daytona 500. I'm pretty sure he had like a third place finish at some point. He ended up going to like the All-Star race and finishing pretty well a couple years ago in RPM's car. So like...
won an All-Star event, whatever the qualifier was.
Yeah, he's won a stage. He won a stage in that car. Like, he's definitely capable. And I do agree. Yesterday he looked... the pit strategy was weird. But yesterday he looked really good.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to end up with at least a top 10.
I did too.
I think the biggest difference is like a lot of people that have this misconception about certain drivers once they come in. We saw Danica, she's won an IndyCar race, so uh-huh. we can't we can't discredit her skill in the track when it comes to that car, but when it comes to the driving NASCAR, there's a lot it's a lot more to be said. It's a big difference. It's not just because you get one car you can do something, get another car you can do the exact same thing. So we did see a lot of just weird rookie mistakes from Danica, from someone who at the time when she came in was still a veteran. Mm-hmm. And she still was considered a rookie, but she made all these weird mistakes that you probably wouldn't see somebody in, you probably see somebody in a truck series might do, which we kind of already experienced that, lately. But when it comes to Bubba, I honestly think it's one of those things where he just never has been given the equipment. Now that he's been given the equipment, he is literally kind of just success or bust at this point. And I don't think he needs a win this year. I just think he needs to make playoffs and maybe just miss out in the first round. And I think that'd be, a success. And I think, it's a one-year deal with 23XI?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, honestly, it's just up to him to have clean finishes and his team not tank his season. And I think he's honestly going to prove that, hey, he belongs here. He made the playoffs. I mean, we have Michael McDowell who probably hasn't even sniffed the playoffs
okay, for a while. So, yeah. So speaking of that, though, is it even possible for Bubba to make the playoffs without a win? Because the way we're going right now, we're going to have it looks like we're going to have 16 drivers with wins that made it in. So, like, Michael McDowell might not even make it at this point. Like, we have 5 different winners in the first 5 races of the season. So we get just 10, 11, 12 more, and now we're talking points. You can't get in on points. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. I mean, it's very possible because it's been already such a weird year. But I think if it starts leveling out with the same drivers winning, now that people have kind of already done this Corona no practice runs and stuff like that, I do think that it will level out. If it does come down to points, I do think Bubba will either just miss out or he will make it in.
Pull like a Matt DiBenedetto.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to see him win too though. How cool would that be? We get a Bubba win this season, a DiBenedetto win this season, an Eric Almirola win, a Tyler Reddick win.
That'd be nutty, man.
It would be the weirdest playoff picture you've ever seen in your life. Michael McDowell's in the playoffs. Tyler Reddick's in the playoffs. Eric Almirola, Matt DiBenedetto, Christopher Bell.
That would be wild.
Martin Truex, Willie B, and Kyle Larson, and Bubba. That's the playoffs right there. None of the final four from last year. That's not even possible. There's no way. There's no way Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott don't get a win this season.
No.
No, but speaking of those guys, was it Chase Willie B? Chase
and
Willie
Kyle
B.
Kyle Larson?
And Kyle Larson.
Hendrick. Everybody but Bowman.
Yeah, everybody. What a day. Bowman, I swear. But yeah, all of them were in the top 8. I hate when people do that. All of them were in the top 10. But Willie B was an 8th. So, like, again, though Penske looked really good yesterday, too. But Penske hasn't looked that dominant all season like Hendrick has. Penske did look good yesterday, though. I thought Joey Logano was going to win that race. I didn't think anybody had anything for him. And then here comes MTJ.
He was moving.
That dude hit the wall.
I know.
Yep.
Because I remember thinking that when I was sitting here watching it all alone, thanks, Matt, that as soon as he hit the wall, in my mind, Christine just screamed, no! She got so angry, and then I was like, dang, how am I going to tell her this? don't even bother watching the race. And then he comes back and wins.
Yeah, he pulled that KFB, man. As soon as his car got messed up, he was just faster.
He got better. Yep. I feel so bad for Noah Gregson right now.
If you're not a fan of his, you're absolutely loving this year.
I'll say, like, when the old lady came home and she asked, she wasn't too thrilled.
That's what she told me. She came home and asked you where Noah was, and you were, like, dead last. What is that? We started the fantasy season so strong and, like, 6 out of 71 people, and now we're, like, chilling around the mid-30s, and then we pick Noah Gregson and KFB this weekend. Noah catches fire, loses oil pressure, blows oil all over. I can't even remember who was behind him. Then he catches fire. He's out of the frickin' race. Then KFB ends up 2 laps down at one point and then 1 lap down by the end. But, like, he was the first car 1 lap down, I believe. It is like, what is this?
It's had the worst luck.
It's trash. Because Gregson was, like, he was running, like, top 5 all race, too. And then KFB was, like, top 10 until, I don't even remember. He just... Well, I remember he said some stuff. He said something about his car. I can't remember what it was. But you know what was funny? Was like, that's my litter box. You hear that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said, like, he came over the radio at first. And you know how KFB, like, complains and gets crazy on the radio. But he came over and he was, like, just asking questions. And he was very calm. And I was like... Is this a brand new KFB?
Right.
And then, yeah, did you hear it?
Yep.
And then I can't remember who he ended up wrecking. Or I don't know if he wrecked him, but he was behind him. And it looked like KFB got loose. And then whoever it was that was behind him, like, rear-ended him.
It was the Watermelon Man.
Ross Chastain. And he ends up wrecking kind of Ross Chastain and then completely blames Chastain for it. And I was like, okay, there he is.
And he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
it only took 20 laps. I thought that was hilarious.
He said something weird during that. He said, I was getting ready to wreck the 42, but I'm glad the 42 wrecked me first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
It was,
I don't know either, but that's a KFB moment.
Yeah.
It's never dull with him. Absolutely.
And that's why we love him.
And then, like, towards the end of the race, the, like, announcers and stuff were talking about, like, don't poke the bear when they got back together closer towards the end. They were, like, side by side or something. He's like, this is just one time you don't want to race him. Just let him go. Tomorrow's another day or something like that, whatever it was.
I thought it was really weird when, because it was Kyle Larson the first time they came over the radio and he was calm and asking questions. And I thought when he got behind Larson, I was like, ooh, boy, you better get away. You better get away. He is coming after you. And then he came over the radio all calm and he's like, I don't know what's going on with my car, guys. And he's like explaining it to him. And he's like, what could it be? And I was like, what in the hell is happening right now? Because
yeah.
I for sure thought he was going to hunt him down and dump him.
That's how it was every time Bell was around, Willie B. Boy, you better scoot. Get away from that guy.
And that's how Chris feels, or Christine feels about
Stenhouse.
Yep. Every time he's around MTJ, she's like, get away.
That's funny.
She's not wrong. That's so funny. No, I feel so bad for Noah Gregson, though. And Junior Motorsports just had a bad race Saturday, period. I mean, they had one guy do well, but then I can't even remember. It was so long ago, and it's almost bedtime. No, I thought it was a good weekend, though. Did you, I don't know how much of the race you actually watched, Matt. Did you see that one? Was it the very beginning of the race where Keselowski just dove as low as you could possibly?
Yep.
Yes, very
first
lap. He
about smoked that wall, that corner.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Yeah.
Watching it. I was like, oh my God. And then he really didn't get much off of it, for real. But it was super cool to watch.
Yeah, he used all 165 feet or whatever it is they were talking about.
He used every single inch.
I think for him, that was actually somewhat... I think for Penske, I feel like they just... That was a test session for them.
Absolutely, for November, for the championship.
And for Keselowski to do that, I honestly think that was a test session for, you know, a green light checkered for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And, we see it a bunch of times. Even last year, we saw a bunch of guys go, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide into turn, what is now turn 1.
Oh, hell, that's how Sheldon Creed won it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Brad Keselowski was like, what if I do this and there's nobody behind me? Let's see what happens.
I don't blame him at all.
Full sin mode.
Yeah, you've got a million more races this season to get your win and make it into the playoffs. Test it, because this is the last race of the season, the one that matters, and you lost there last year.
It's terrible.
I think it's smart. It's really smart. But it was super cool to see.
Oh, 100%.
Damn, Austin Cindric won again.
Man's on a mission.
Yep.
I'm calling it now. Austin Cindric wins the championship. Or he pulls the Kevin Harvick.
Dude's, I don't know. Killing it. He's, what, the third youngest to... What did they say? Because it was Kyle Busch. I think Gordon might have been the second. And then it was Cindric, like the youngest to X amount of wins. It was nuts.
I don't even think we could talk about Cindric's championship right now, because then after that we're going to have to talk about, you know, who's he going to take over for, and then that's just going to leave us with Matty D again.
That's exactly where he's going.
Oh my gosh. It's too early in the season.
It ain't going to be long before he has
no, that is where he's going. It's already been announced.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's taking the 21 next year.
I guess he might. Oh, yes, Matt the Benedetto needs to just drive his ass off now.
Yeah, and then
there's nothing left. Nothing to lose.
2311 needs to get another car.
Throw Matty D in it?
Ooh. Throw Matty D in it. How dope would that be?
Matty D racing for 23?
Oh, I like it, Matt. Good job. It's got a nice ring to it.
Right. I'd like to see it.
Or Matty Dice. Bubble. I actually have my Bubba shirt that I ordered on Fanatics.com. It took like a month and a half to get here, but actually, I'm wearing it right now.
I can't find my Matty D shirt that I got from Wood Brothers last year, and I'm so upset. It's somewhere. It's in this house some damn where. It's probably mixed in with like my Carolina Panthers stuff, and that's why I can't find it. It's like a navy blue, so I don't know. I'll find it, or just order another one. It is what it is. It is. You know what I thought was weird yesterday? Did you see what... Well, I didn't think it was weird. I just thought it was insane. Did you see how much Kyle Larson... Because how many times did Kyle Larson get caught speeding on pit road? Like 20?
That man was killing the game.
But did you see what he was speeding the one time? What his speed limit... Okay, so the speed limit on pit road was 50 miles an hour. Did y'all see how much he was over?
I did not.
I did not catch that.
0.01.
Get out of here.
Right. Are you kidding me, NASCAR?
Dude, they got it out for them.
0.01.
I always say they should have pit limiters.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't hold him back.
No. It does make it interesting, though. I'm not going to lie. Like,
oh, yeah.
He started at the rear, like, well, Chase, all three of them, Chase, Willie B, and Kyle Larson, all went to the rear. And then... all drove back up, and then I think Willie B was the only one who didn't have issues on pit road yesterday, like as far as speeding goes, because Larson did at least twice, Chase did another time. So, you know what I thought was really cool, and this kind of goes back to Bubba a little bit. Did you see after Vegas last week when Bubba came up to him in victory lane and congratulated him?
Yeah, NASCAR definitely used that PR.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, but I did think it was really cool.
Yeah.
I just got a tweet from NASCAR, Texas Motor Speedway, for the All-Star Race. I forgot.
Gross.
That's so bad. They're just trying to sell tickets at Texas. That's the only... And no. Mm-mm. I mean, obviously I'm going to watch it, but I'm not excited. What a... They could have had it anywhere else.
Yeah, just about any other
Texas,
track.
You never know. They might give them six shooters and tell them that they have to hit targets around the track.
While they're driving.
While they're driving. That'd be great.
Just, I mean, they got time, right? There ain't no way you can have close racing at that racetrack.
Make it super redneck and just put, like, fake longhorns out there, mailboxes.
Right.
And have them shoot at those. Throw beer cans at them. Beer bottles, not cans. Man, I'm not looking. But, hey, so we go to Atlanta this weekend. I'm pretty sure Kevin Harvick's going to win that. But then next weekend is the Bristol Dirt Race.
Y'all. Yep.
They're completely over. They don't even care about Atlanta in the promotional department. They literally just skipped over that track. They showed Kevin Harvick passing Jeff Gordon, like, however many years ago, 20-something years ago, 20 years ago. And now it's just like, yeah, that happened. But Bristol.
Yeah. Bristol. I don't know how many times I've seen 14 days till Bristol Dirt pop up on the TV.
You guys remember when Dale Earnhardt passed Bobby Labonte and then Kevin Harvick did it? Yeah, that. But then Dirt Bristol.
Yep.
What was it?
Gonna be interesting. Have they figured out the format for that yet?
Yes, they have, but I haven't seen it. I know that, like, dang it. I'm so tired. What was it?
I remember them mentioning something about heats during the broadcast.
Yes.
But I don't know, what are they doing? Like, they're just sending out, like, 10 to 15 cars at a time? Everybody wins their heat and then goes for the big race?
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of like the All-Star event. You know how they have, like, the guys that have to race in? And it's only, like, 12 of them?
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of like that. I think, like, top 4 or top 5 advanced or something like that, but it's going to be like the whole field split up in the different heats, which I have no clue how that's going to be because they're racing a decent amount of laps, and that dirt doesn't usually hold up.
Mm-mm.
You know, one or two heats,
right?
It's going to be something.
That's probably going to be the longest race of the year.
How are you going to stack those points of, like, the people who don't qualify in their heat?
You'll just get points, like, probably they'll base it off of, like, your time when you finish or something. Like, what was it? Like, how they do the Bud shootout before Daytona, where, like, to make it in, it's based off of, like, well, this guy came in 10th in his, this guy came in 10th in his, but he had faster lap times or faster. Down. Exactly.
It'll be
when was the last time they raced on dirt in, was it like 1963?
Yeah, it was like, or something. 51 years ago or something like that, 52?
Well,
is what they were saying?
Yeah. Yeah, 51 years ago.
That's insane.
That was a long time ago. I'm excited. I'm excited for it. Like, I get what Eddie DeHaan was saying, but at the same time, like, a lot of dirt tracks, normal dirt tracks, can't hold the fans that Bristol can hold. So, right. I kind of get it. I kind of get why NASCAR did it there. Plus, it's Bristol, baby.
It's Bristol, baby.
Oh, man. I introduced Phillips to Radioactive at work this weekend, or last night, and I showed him the episode at Martinsville in 2015 when Kenseth wrecked Logano, and he was dying laughing. And I was like, see, you got to get into it, man.
Radioactive's legit.
Isn't it? And then I went back and I watched Homestead when Willie B won. But I think Homestead and Daytona are the only two Radioactives that I've even watched this season. So I got to catch up.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a single one yet.
I think we watched Daytona together, but I barely remember it.
I mean, you know my memory. That is very possible.
You're not wrong. I don't even know why I'm discussing it. I'll just tell you, Matt, we watched it together.
All right. Fair enough. I've watched one this season so far.
That's amazing. All right, y'all. I guess we'll go ahead and start wrapping this one up so Chris can get back to bed. So give me your greatest takes, worst takes, and what would you change about Phoenix?
Greatest take. I guess since the episode, I think it was Bubba Wallace's greatest drive so far for 23XI, 2311, whichever one you want to call it. Worst take? I don't know, man. Probably just watching Gregson catch on fire for like the third time. We did get an interview out of it. It wasn't nothing noteworthy, but we did get an interview with Gregson. What would that change? Probably, I always say it, but I hate seeing a race broadcasted or advertised as 500, and it's 500 kilometers. It irritates me so much. I get it. It's easy on the eyes to see, it's 500, but when it's actually time for the race, it's 312 laps or something like that.
Yeah, you wanted it in meters, right?
yard something. I mean, if you're gonna run 500 laps, run 500 laps, but don't advertise it to me like that. It's weird.
Yeah.
This is the Instacart 5000. Yeah. That would be dope.
That'd be pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I had to download Instacart just to figure out what that was.
What is Instacart? I didn't even care.
It's like a grocery thing. See,
exactly. It's one of those things, like advertisements. Like, you don't care what the advertisement is. You just see 500 and that's it. But it's a app where I guess it's like Uber for groceries. You literally just go put what you want, then people just bring it to you.
Oh, yeah. See, we can't have delivery on base like that, so that's why I don't care.
Yep.
I guess it's okay. I mean, that's how I get my steps in, grocery shopping.
It's true.
Doing laps.
Yeah. That's what I'll change. Just the nomenclature of like, hey, this is now a 500-mile race. It's, 500 kilometers.
What about you, Matt?
Greatest. I think it was seeing Hendrick just still up there killing the game. Like you said, those three started in the back and they were coming.
Yeah.
They were making moves, especially with all the penalties they got. They were still finishing top 10. Like, that's impressive. I do feel bad for Bowman. But even then, I mean, he was still running pretty decent after that whole debacle.
Yeah.
I guess that would be my worst take. And then, I don't know if I would really change anything. I mean, it's Phoenix. I don't know how much you could change. I like the whole, let's make it miles instead of kilometers, but I guess I'll just steal Chris's on that one.
Might as well. He steals mine all the time.
There you go. That works. You guys stole my hour.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. What do you got, Steph?
I like both of your greatest takes, actually. I think it was kind of cool seeing Penske up there like that, too. I know I talked a lot of crap about Joey Logano last week. I do think he's a great race car driver. It's just something about his face. So it was cool seeing them up there. And then my best and my worst were kind of the same. Like, my worst was, like, seeing Calm Kyle. And, like, I mean, it's cool, like, to see that he can just be calm sometimes. But then I was like, oh, is this the Kyle we're going to get this season? This sucks. And then he came back around and gave us the KFB we know and love. So that was one of my best, too. Worst, I mean, yeah. To expand on yours, I thought it was weird because I thought Bowman was pretty much going to be, like, out. And then all of a sudden I saw him back in, like, the top 20, and I was like, what in the hell is going on? So I thought that was pretty cool. And I did think there were a ton of awesome paint schemes this weekend. Bowman's was one of them.
Oh, 100%.
I like Denny's really paint scheme. Yeah. Actually, who was it? Cody Ware. I liked his paint scheme too. And Anthony Alfredo's paint scheme. Bubba's paint scheme.
I don't know why you put those two together.
That was messed up. I'm sorry. Well, because as soon as I thought of one, it made me think of the other because of the incident.
those paint schemes look good. They'd be good together.
Yeah, they did look good together. There were a lot of paint schemes I really liked this weekend, so I guess I have like 20 great takes. Worst would probably be the Alfredo Ware incident.
Hell yeah.
That sucked. That sucked for both. Crash pasta. And then what would I change? I don't think I would, you know, because back when Phoenix was ISM, I thought it was a pretty boring race. And before they changed where, I can't remember which, what is it, Chris? You know better than I do. Which turn did they change? Or where they moved the start-finish line?
Pretty much the start-finish line was on what is now the back straight, and it was way further down than like a, what a normal track would have. But if you take all the turns and then just reverse them, so turn three is turn one, turn four is turn two. That's honestly how the track is laid out. But now the start-finish line is like right in the middle of turn four now, is what people would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very weird how they designed the track, but it also gives it such a uniqueness that you can't, like, there's no simulation that really kind of runs to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Because it's an oval, but it's weird. I love it.
Growth.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't think I would change anything about it because Phoenix has actually become a very interesting race to watch. And it used to be, like, up there with, like, I used to find Homestead boring, Texas boring, Phoenix boring, and Atlanta because Harvick always wins, but I don't think I'd change anything.
Now that dog leg keeps it interesting for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, so that's it for episode 23, Bubba Wallace and 23XI/11. And congratulations to MTJ and Austin Cindric. And if you guys want to follow us on social media, we are at NASCARWTN on Instagram and Twitter, and Fast Cars and Freedom on Facebook.
And if you guys are still hanging around, make sure you hit that like, follow, subscribe button, whatever it is, depending on what platform you're listening to us on. Maybe leave a rate or a comment.
And if you guys have any questions, topics, or opinions, contact us at FastCarsAndFreedomWTN@gmail.com.
All right, that's it, guys. Hope to see you in Victory Lane. Ha 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 ha!